It's not yet 9 a.m. As Kate Beekman leaves her home, goes to the nightclub where she works for Gordon Weber, and where, unknown to Kate or Perry Mason, an unseen danger threatens her. More of Kate in a few moments. First, in the office of Perry Mason. Finish it, Della?
Just. And just in time. That's Paul Drake.
Mm-hmm. Hiya, beautiful.
Hi, Paul.
Perry.
Hello, Paul.
Well, let's have it, Perry. Who's the girl who can give you the dope to break the syndicate?
Mr. Drake's in a hurry.
What? Didn't you get her name?
Mm-hmm.
Well, were you wrong? Doesn't she know anything?
I'm sure she does. And I'm certain she'll talk. When we find her. We are up a stump, Paul.
Sure you can't find her? Okay. Just tell Papa Drake all about it. I'll unstump you.
Give Paul the folder, Della. Mm-hmm.
Missing persons folder on Suzanne Barkley.
That's your copy. Miss Barkley is the girl we must find. And as you can see by that folder...
Yeah. Police have been looking for her. Over 3 months. Hey, Perry. Suzanne Barkley is the niece of Mr. Donald Wallace, the man who represents the insurance companies. Your client?
The same.
Well, move over, will you?
What?
I'm up a stump. Tell me what to do, Perry.
Well, get us off the stump.
Yeah. But how? And the guys in the Missing Persons Bureau are good men.
They are. And Sue Barkley's mother and her uncle gave complete information. So far, the police haven't found a trace of her.
They didn't know her hand was injured.
Well, Lieutenant Alverson thought of that. He wants to follow up, check the doctors, to learn where she got further treatment.
Makes sense.
But which isn't enough. Paul, the police have worked on the assumption that Suzanne Barkley is a poor, little, helpless, rich girl. She never had a job. She never faced the harsh realities of life by herself.
So they've been checking pawn shops, waiting for her to break and start selling personal effects.
That's right. Now, they were justified in that assumption at first. Not anymore. One Sue Barkley was involved with a member of the syndicate. Oh, his first name is Gus.
Gus. Okay.
She was involved in some way with the syndicate. That's another way of saying she knew more of the answers than appeared.
She could have picked up pointers from him.
It's a possibility. But at any rate, she is more clever and resourceful than the police think. Paul, she has managed to elude them and the syndicate man for 3 months.
Gus looking for him?
Oh, yes.
I get your point. If she's alive, she's cagey.
Yes, which means we'll have to hit from a different angle. Now, the police will check with the doctors. I want you to try this.
Get my notebook. Okay. Shoot.
Now, Sue Barkley had about $200 cash and some assorted jewelry. None of the jewelry has appeared in the usual channels, so we can assume that she was too wise to pawn it. She was in hiding. Traveling is expensive.
Well, she could go quite a way on $200.
And she'd be broke when she got there, so let's be a little smarter than that, and let's admit that she is smart. Smart enough to hide out until her hand healed up. She could get a job, change her name, get a social security card under that different name, go after an unskilled job, keep her mouth shut, and not attract attention. So check with the personnel departments of nearby industries and big factories.
Yeah. You figure she didn't travel far.
Well, this is only a guess, Paul. But it's worth a try.
Meanwhile, in the nightclub owned by the used car syndicate, Perry Mason hopes to break.
Yeah. Oh, send her in.
Yes, Mr. Weber.
Good morning, Katie. Come on in. Sit down.
Miss Faustina has some things
for you. No, sit down. I'll square with Tony. Oh, here. Take this chair, kid.
Thank you.
Comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, how's it going, Katie?
All right. Mr. Boland, the kitchen manager, is very nice.
That's why I hired him. You getting along okay with Miss Faustina?
Yes.
That's swell. I'm glad you like it here, Kate.
It's nice of you to...
No, I mean it. I've got a special reason, but first I got to make sure of something. Katie, you sure your folks don't know you're working for me?
They wouldn't let me work here if they did know.
I guess not. I just wanted to be sure. I'm going to surprise them, Kate.
What?
And you too. Everything's coming my way, Katie. Everything's copacetic, all but one thing. You. Now, wait a minute, Kate. You took this job because you wanted the job. You took it in spite of working for me. But you still don't... Wait, well, you still aren't friendly. Now, wait, I'm not going to bother you.
Mr. Webber.
I am going to prove I can be a friend. That's all I want to do, Katie. So keep an open mind, huh? I'm not going to step out of line. You'll see.
Then let's leave it at that.
Yeah? Yeah, what do you want?
I've got work for her to do.
I'm coming now, Mr.
You stay where you are, Miss Beekman.
I need help this morning, Gordy. Start checking those arrangements.
You, right? Tony, you start checking the arrangements. I'm not through talking to Miss Beekman.
Oh, Gordy, I don't feel like checking. I don't feel good this morning. I was on a party last night.
Tony.
And an old friend of mine came to see me, Kate. Oh, we didn't go anywhere. Just stayed at my apartment.
Tony! All right, Miss Beekman, go help Miss Fasina. Come to think of it, Miss Fasina don't look so good this morning. All right, Katie, run along.
Thanks, Gordy.
Oh, sure, sure. Oh, Tony?
Yeah?
Wait just a minute, huh?
I've got things to do, Gordy.
This is the boss. Ask it. Do what the boss says, huh?
Sure.
That's all, Kate. Come over here, Tony.
Now, wait a minute, Gordy. I didn't say anything.
All right, sit down, Tony. We're going to have a little talk. About Kate Beekman.
Gordy, I didn't tell her you came to see me.
No, not quite. I stopped you. Now I'm going to stop you. Good. Tony, don't get ideas.
What?
I named this club after you. I'm willing to feature you in the entertainment. But, Tony, the name on the sign does mean one little thing. I'm not going to change the sign, even if you don't work here anymore.
Don't say that.
I'm trying to make you see I don't need you, kid.
Well, that's a lousy way to talk after what you promised me.
That was then. This is now. There have been changes you don't know about, Tony. You think you're only working in a nightclub.
I know something else is going on.
You don't know what it is, though. And I'm not going to tell you. Only that it's big. Real big. Tony, this is so big, you don't even figure anymore. You don't count for nothing. You remember that fresh bus boy I fired yesterday?
I remember.
Okay, I'd fire you just like I fired him, Tony. I don't want him. I'd like to see you hang around.
Yeah? Well, let me tell you...
I mean, for your sake, Tony. Come here, look in here.
What?
There's a mirror in the top of my humidor. Take a look at Tony Fasina.
What about it?
You're getting lines in your face, kid. You're getting old, kid. That's a laugh, kid.
Don't think.
I'm just getting you squared away, kid.
You don't have to hurt me like this.
I don't like it, Tony. But I gotta make you see. Now, you got a good job. The best job you'll ever get again.
I could go back to Charlie.
Not after the way you quit him.
I quit him because you begged me.
Asked you.
You begged me to take this job.
That was then, this is now.
And now you're a big shot. You don't want to be reminded of what a little shrimp
you... I'm talking for your own good, Tony. You better listen. You don't count. Kate Beekman counts. This is the big point, Tony. Kate Beekman counts. It's important to some people for me to make friends with her. That's all I can tell you.
Some people named Gordy Webber.
Well, think that if you want. I don't care what you think. Just don't get in the way. That means you're to be nice to Kate and build me up with her.
Oh.
I said build me up with her. And if you don't like it, that don't matter. You know what matters. You got it, Tony?
Yeah.
Oh, now don't feel bad, kid. If you get lonesome, go cry on Gus's shoulder. You and Gus make a good pair. Couple of has-beens.
Gordy.
Come on, get out of here, Tony. I'm busy this morning.
As we know, Gordy told the exact truth. It is important to J.T., Gordy's boss and head of the syndicate, for Gordy to make friends with Kate Beekman. We're going to learn why and what dread peril faces Kate Beekman in the very near future. So, by all means, join us on Monday, won't you?